It's been a long time, Matthew Stevens, the guitarist from Toronto, now living bicoastally, New York, LA, mostly, coming off of one of the more grand media experiments of this year with Esperanza Spalding's Exposure Project. We'll get to that a little bit later. But he also has a new recording he calls Preverbal. Let's listen to a little bit of that right now. I looked up preverbal in the dictionary, existing or occurring before the development of speech. So, Matthew Stevens, were you playing the guitar before you could talk or crawl even?
Certainly not. the title, to be as concise as I can, stems from the idea that as people, the need to express ourselves and to make artistic things, whether it's music or painting or whatever, has existed far earlier than our need and ability to talk about it or make sense of it.
And analyze it. And write meaningless blurbs about it as we do in the jazz industry.
I didn't say that.
Well, it is kind of funny because, I hate repeating myself, but writing about music is kind of like dancing about architecture. There is a breakdown that occurs. But what's great about this project, as you noted, is that you sort of approached the composing process of these tunes kind of inversely, right?
I, for the first time, didn't write down or notate any of the music at all.
So take us inside your head. So you're making a composition and you normally, obviously put a pencil to a page, notate a melody out. Scrap all of that.
Yeah.
Like what is the composing process for you when you just ignore all of that altogether?
It goes back to how I wrote songs for my band when I was in middle school. I mean, it's like sitting down at the guitar or the piano and finding a seed of an idea that I like, fleshing it out, and then going, "Hey guys, this is how this goes." And it's literally that simple. Or just recording it in a new GarageBand or something like that. And if you hand somebody an object, whether it's these sunglasses or like a piece of notated music, it's an object that you're going to have a relationship with, based on how it feels and what it looks like and all those kinds of things. And so, removing that was a pretty interesting thing for me personally, because I no longer had, the ability to judge anything about the music, based on any other criteria than how it sounded to me. That's it.
So take us to a moment on the record that could not be notated.
Well, I think Know How is a song that definitely couldn't be notated, and so we were looking to do. We needed one more song for the album, and what creative, interesting thing could we try to attempt here? And so Eric and I, we got together in our studio and I basically just improvised. We just put the mic in front of the guitar amp and I just improvised for like 20 minutes or something. And then we went through it and like we went through the Pro Tools sessions and took little pieces, little seeds that we thought were interesting, and then sampled them into a synthesizer we have called an OP1, and assigned these different samples and triggers to different keys in the synthesizer and constructed it that way. When we had our form and our architecture, Eric played live drums over top. So what you hear on that track is it's just live drums, and all the other things are sampled electric guitar that was played live and then kind of reimagined.
Know-how from Matthew Stevens, recording Preverbal. Well, one thing that distinguishes you and your work from many other guitar players that are playing in the so-called genre of jazz today is that you are definitely not hesitant to explore the range of sound that a guitar can emit. Whether that's through how many pedals you bring on tour or how you manipulate your guitars. I guess the question for you is, and as we'll hear from this record, you can hear just every song almost has its own guitar character in a way. How many sounds do you think you have that you go to regularly in your playing now? And do you have names for these sounds?
No, but For me, I think it's just a matter of approach.
And then the follow-up question
sure.
is, because you're Canadian and from Toronto, uh-huh. and Canada is so like revered for its sort of alternative rock scene,
uh-huh.
and you know, the use of the guitar in these kind of imaginative ambient ways.
Yeah.
This is clearly where some of this influence is coming from, right?
Definitely. I mean, the label that puts my records out in Canada is called Crystal Math. Matt Drouin, whose label it is, and he manages Metric and Emily Haynes and a lot of other, you know, cool bands like that. And so, personally, I'm at an intersection, not one in which I have to choose a direction or another, but where I simultaneously, like, pay a lot of attention to and practice a lot just on acoustic guitar, because it's equally important to me to have a sound that I feel good about and clear with and at home with when it's just me and a totally acoustic instrument. And while, by contrast, I also, it doesn't make any sense to me to remove a whole pile of options when it comes to playing an electric instrument. I mean, they're there, and to deny myself the ability to explore and use them doesn't make sense to me.
Matthew Stevens, the guitarist, joins us here on The Checkout. And getting some love out there, being a part of, I don't know if you're the right brain or the frontal What's the cortex? Prefrontal cortex. Prefrontal cortex.
Are you
the prefrontal cortex of Esperanza Spalding from playing with her for all the? I mean, you know,
certainly not. not by a long shot. Nope. But I think we do. You know, having spent the last couple years working pretty closely together, I think that we have a. You know, we have a musical rapport and a way of communicating musically that's been developed over the last couple of years.
So if you people out there don't know, Esperanza Spalding sort of embarked on this kind of media experiment where she decided to sort of create her own reality TV show web stream challenge, where challenging herself and her bandmates to create 10 original songs from scratch on the spot within the span of 77 hours. Matthew Stevens, I'm sure, was roped into this exercise sooner than later. One of the first musicians that Esperanza Spalding called, and the other musicians included Ray Angry, Robert Glasper, Layla Hathaway stopped by, Justin Tyson, the drummer, of course, Esperanza Spalding on vocals and bass.
And Andrew Bird stopped by for a tune, too.
The great Andrew Bird, violinist and singer. I think to everyone's surprise, nobody expected that it would just become this kind of tour de force.
Yeah.
And 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people were watching, people sitting on a couch sometimes, doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually talking to one of the engineers yesterday about something else, and we were saying to one another how we're both still processing it and coming down from the whole experience. It was unlike anything else I've ever been a part of, without a doubt.
In the pressure cooker of documenting this in 77 hours and putting forth this challenge, do you think more creativity occurred? Or less, or was anything forced, or
that's
like...
those are all things that I've been thinking about myself, and good questions. So it got me thinking a lot about how we use the time that is allotted, that we allot ourselves to do something, right? And so it certainly didn't feel any less creative by any means. If it felt more creative, it's really hard for me to parse out at this point, but it did really make me get in touch with this interesting thing where it's like, if you have a month to do something, you're going to take a month to do it. But if you only have 3 days and you know that that's it, then somehow, I mean, you find a way to do it. And I mean, of course, like, the hours were really extreme. Esperanza would write all day. She would start, I think, at like 9 a.m. and she'd go till, you know, 10 or 11 or sometimes 12 at night. And then basically we would show up in around dinner time and just powwow for a second. And then myself and Justin and Ray would then just go in and start, you know, putting down parts and like going, okay, well, maybe we could do this here, and kind of fleshing out these songs that Esperanza had recorded during the day while she was sleeping. We would do that, and then we would go get some sleep at around 8 a.m, and then she would start writing the next batch of songs, and then we would do the same thing. So
that's someone or a musician, or more than one musician was working all of the time, in a sense.
Like, yeah, exactly. There was always someone was working, either her or, if it was overnight, it was the three of us. And there were two engineers, and one who was doing the day shift and then the other who was doing the night shift with us.
Well, let's hear what happened. This is truly a magical 6-minute moment of the 77 hours, where Esperanza is doing the last take of nailing down all the instrumental parts. But while doing it, she's directing the band. I've never heard anything or seen anything like this before in my life. And I just thought it was just completely awesome. Like, you could make this into a song, I feel like.
Yeah, that song had like, there's like an introduction, and then there was a you know, a verse and a B section and a bridge and then a reintroduction that was slightly different than the first one. And so there were a lot of parts, and I distinctly remember Rob being like,
Robert Glasper
being like, could you say, as we go through it, could you just sort of say, okay, here we go, we're going on to the chorus, or we're going back to the, you know, back to the verse here, or bridge is coming up, back to the intro, whatever it was, because, you know, it was a completely realized composition from start to finish with lots of chords and sections that we were, you know, just learning and memorizing on the spot, right?
With slight variations, too.
Yes, with slight variations as well. Yeah.
And so Esperanza is basically, well, let's listen to her. Here she is directing the band, nailing this take of, we don't even know the name of this composition, but who cares?
Yeah.
All right, this is the last take. I hope it counts.
Mm-hmm.
Brav.
The creative process observed and heard like never before. In fact, if you go to the Checkout's Facebook page, you can watch this video, which I've watched it like 5 times, Matthew Stevens. I just think it's like the coolest thing ever. Because at the end of the take, there's this moment where the camera is just on you and you just sort of like, it feels like time has stood still. You're staring into the cosmos. Like, did this actually just happen? There's that silence, that pause before everyone talks, knowing that everyone absolutely crushed it.
Like, oh God, I don't know that was the feeling. I think it was probably more like, oh man, I think everybody was, I was probably thinking, what do I have to go and fix in there right now?
You're like, oh man, like 100,000 random people were just watching that.
Oh man.
I hope I didn't play a wrong note.
God, I got over that really fast. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't showing up on day one and going, wow. There's basically going to be all these people watching me, learning this stuff by ear on the spot, you know, and having to do it incredibly quickly. And that of course was nerve wracking, but somehow, and I think that I feel like I could probably pretty confidently speak for everybody. Like after the first day, we were just in the hang of it and it just sort of didn't matter anymore.
Matthew Stevens, thank you so much for joining us here today to talk about your recording Proverbal, talking about this amazing media experiment Exposure. We hope to hear the final product at some point too. And we'll go out with the special cameo appearance of Esperanza Spalding appearing on your record. Mm-hmm.
Esperanza had said, look, I'd like to sing a song, you know, like write something. I'd love to sing something on your album. And I, of course,
you can't say no to that.
Well,
come
why
on.
Would I? Why would I? And so I was like more than happy to do that. And so it was a really fun experience for me because I wrote this specifically knowing that she was going to sing it. And so that was cool.
reunion, Matthew Stevens with Esperanza Spalding. That's an original Stevens composition featuring the great singer and bassist. And you can check out Matthew Stevens at this year's So What's Next Fest in Eindhoven, Holland. If you go to our Facebook page, you can actually watch some of the videos that we made with both Matthew Stevens and Mark Giuliana from our WBGO studios. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rentner.